Human Resonance Effect on Human Health, Part 3 of the Biopsychological Effects of Ascension by Danny Searle. Electrical engineer Lewis B. Hainsworth of Western Australia first discovered the relationship between Schumann's resonance and human health and well-being. In 1975, Dr. Robert O. Becker, a noted electromagnetics pollution expert, took up Hainsworth's study along with several Harvard neurologists. What follows is the outcome of their combined research. Hainsworth posed a series of questions, all of which are answered with a resounding yes. Does the human biological system contain, use or generate any forms of electrical signal? Does it respond to any of these signals? Does it respond to audible signals at these frequencies? Does it respond to optical signals at these frequencies? Do human signals change with psychological or mental states, such as stress or problem solving? And does the human system respond to any very, very low powered electromagnetic signals? The scientists discovered that all biological processes are a function of electromagnetic field interactions. EM fields are the connecting link between the world of form and resonant patterns. They store gestalts or patterns of information. Earth resonance and brain frequencies co-evolved, as we've already discovered. Thus, human health is linked by way of the naturally occurring Schumann's resonance. Hainsworth identified how Schumann's resonance determined the frequency spectrum of human brainwave rhythms. The following is a quote from Hainsworth. "The frequencies of naturally occurring electromagnetic signals circulating in the electrically resonant cavity bounded by the Earth and the ionosphere have governed or determined the evolution or development of the frequencies of operation of the principal human brainwave signals. In particular, the alpha rhythm is so placed that it can, in no circumstances, suffer an extensive interference from naturally occurring signals." Hainsworth concluded that the frequencies of human brainwaves evolved in response to these signals. This is self-evident given that alpha waves and Schumann's resonance are at the same frequency. As the Schumann's resonance rises, it can be expected to lead to the appearance of new diseases, probably accompanied by a decline in resistance to many minor infections. There will be an increase in conditions related to abnormal cell development, including cancer, birth defects, and infertility. An increase in psychological disturbance problems, for example, drug addiction, depressions, and suicide. We can also expect a massive rise in diabetes, thyroid, and gallbladder problems. The majority of health issues will show up as stress-related conditions, drastic increases in mental disturbance, antisocial behavior, psychosomatic conditions, and neurological disturbances. Some electrical field phenomena have already been linked with abnormal cell growth and a decrease in immunocompetency. The brain is a massive source of extra low frequency signals that get transmitted throughout the body through the nervous system, which is also sensitive to magnetic fields. So when the brain is out of sync with the Earth resonance, eventually the whole body is affected. In the next part, we'll look at the human energy field. By understanding how our bodies are connected to the Earth, we can begin to resynchronize ourselves with the Earth and avoid all of these nasty side effects we just looked at.